Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The biggest fire problem in our area remains the Jennings Creek Fire on the border of Orange County, New York, and Passaic County, New Jersey. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern.
They are literally fighting fire with fire. Major Bob Rogers with the New York State Forest Rangers says firefighters have set controlled blazes at the perimeter to burn away leaves before the actual fire gets there.
So when the main body of the fire comes to it, there's nothing left for it to burn.
Saturday night, there was a voluntary evacuation recommended for those close to where the flames jumped the fire line. But Greenwood Lake Mayor Tom Howley believes the houses now are safe.
I'm confident that we're in pretty good shape.
The fire is more than 85% contained. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM at Greenwood Lake Fire Headquarters.
And the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation just issued a statement saying that efforts to protect structures overnight were successful, and the voluntary evacuation allowed emergency apparatus and firefighters to work uninterrupted through the night. The voluntary evacuation remains in place at least until tomorrow. Today is World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. It honors those killed and seriously injured in traffic violence and seeks to change to prevent future crashes. Locally, there is an event at the Queen's Botanical Garden in Flushing. Dahlia Goldenberg is a senior advisor for Families for Safe Streets.
Serious injuries from traffic violence are also at record-breaking levels this year. Traffic violence has seriously injured 2,338 New Yorkers so far this year. And year-to-date, these injuries are up 10% from 2022.
And while we're on the roads, congestion pricing was back in the news this past week with Governor Hochul's announcement reintroducing the idea of congestion pricing. And with its return comes the return of protests against congestion pricing. Assemblyman David Weprin held a news conference and rally in Fresh Meadows in Queens to protest the return of congestion pricing. Among those who are calling for congestion pricing's death, NYU Langone Health on First Avenue. The medical center has sent a letter to the governor urging that the governor consider the financial burden of congestion pricing on staff and patients. NYU Langone argues its location, First Avenue and 31st Street, means that public transportation is not an option, and the toll would be a financial burden on patients and staff. The letter indicates that 70% of patients live outside Manhattan and 20,000 employees at NYU Langone live outside the congestion pricing zone. Spokesperson with the governor says the governor recognizes that New Yorkers with health issues drive into Manhattan to see doctors, and that's one reason why she reduced the plan from $15 to $9. A funeral mass is being held today for the one firefighter who was killed while fighting the Jennings Creek fire. 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez was a senior at Ramapo High School. His aunt says he worked as a New York State Forest Ranger and was captain of his high school baseball team. This is his baseball coach, Chris Landry.
He was just the hardest worker on the field, off the field. He was someone that, you know, was always in touch with me. And it's just very tough.
He died on November 9th while fighting the fire in Sterling Forest State Park. Services are expected to continue today through 7 p.m. And Governor Hochul has directed flags to half staff to honor the victim, the wildfire victim, Dariel Vasquez. FDNY is creating a new task force to deal with the city's brush fires during this ongoing drought. The task force is designed to offer what is called rapid and effective response to brush fires in the five boroughs. It will consist of fire marshals, fire protection inspectors, and tactical drone units. And the unit will also investigate the cause and origin of each fire. FDNY calls the current situation, quote, an historic increase in brush fires throughout New York City. Governor Hochul has signed legislation to allow greater access to fluoride treatments for pediatric dental patients. The bill allows registered dental assistants and licensed practical nurses to apply fluoride to clean teeth. The move increases the number of licensed professionals in New York who are authorized to provide the treatment. This comes as President-elect Trump's pick to lead Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., has said he wants fluoride removed from drinking water.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.